You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think it all is connected. You know, when you look at how a defense works, they work together. And when you look at the run, you look at the rush, I mean, they work together. I think it's safe to say, yeah, it works that way. I mean, if you can't stop the run, you don't get a chance to rush the passer. And we always hear that cliche, if you don't stop the run, you don't get the privilege to rush the passer. And for the most part, when you look at the bigger picture, you know, that's kind of shown up. But, you know, but it's been, the pass has also affected the run too. So it all works together, man. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't get the quarterback, guess what we're going to get? A lot of run because they're going to be running the clock out. So, you know, but that's kind of just.
Chuck Smith, who got a lot of accolades over the last couple of years. Ravens led the league in sack 2 years ago. They finished second last year, though the pressure rates were down. This year they have 8 sacks in 6 games, and their best pass rusher, Nnamdi Matabike, is done for the year. The other guy tied for the league, the team lead in sacks, Tavis Robinson, is gone for 2 months. So I hear a lot of words there, but they just can't get to the quarterback.
I mean, I think we – look, I respect Chuck Smith. I think it was a great hire. I think he's doing the best with what he's got. I think the reality is – they've got some serious blind spots, some holes in their game when it comes to figuring out how to evaluate young pass rushers, what metrics to value, how much production really matters, how much the eye test really matters. And you can only put so much lipstick on a pig. And right now, he's got a farm that's, unfortunately for him, filled with pigs. There's not any thoroughbreds. There's hardly plow horses. There's no dogs. It's not. These guys can't hunt. They're not pass rushers. They're never going to be pass rushers. And even Kyle Van Noy in his prime is a great defensive weapon. I don't and never will think of him as a truly elite pass rusher. And so we've learned it. Listen to Chuck. And I understand why guys want to play for him. But the degree of hyperbole is crazy. Like in hindsight, in real time, we're like, it's crazy how he's talking about Zach Orr. It's crazy. It's crazy how he's talking about Owe. It's crazy how he's talking about Ajabo. Like, there's no way they can really be this. I get it. We don't get to see him in practice all the time. But there's no way this can be reality. And it hasn't been reality for any of them. And do I think over time he can turn Mike Green into something? Yeah, but I think ideally that's surrounded by a lot of other playmakers on a really good defense, and that's not the 2025 Ravens. So I just think it's you know, I'm glad Chuck's made available, and I appreciate his passion, but we're not in the real world with a lot of stuff that's coming out of a lot of people's mouths over there these days.
Yeah, we heard George Warhop in the update talking about Voorhees.
Get to him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, like, come on.
Alternate facts, alternate universe, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's one thing to gas up your guys and try to build up confidence, but the hyperbole that you go, the great lengths that you go.
There's a difference between gas up and gas light.
Yes, yes, exactly. But look, Nnamdi Matabike, he attended Chuck Smith's like pass rush camp prior to him joining the coaching staff here, and then Matabike had his breakout year when Chuck Smith came here in 2023. But outside of Matabike, talking about the young guys, because yes, Jadeveon Clowney had a nice season in 23, and what Van Noy did in 23 and 24, no one saw coming. But how much clay has he had to work with in terms of the young edge rush guys? And Owe was a first round pick, but he didn't have a sack his final year at Penn State. Mm-hmm. And David Ajabo, who knows what would have happened if he didn't blow out his Achilles in his pro day. The Ravens wouldn't have drafted him if that happened. But those players, it didn't work out with. And Mike Green, it's still so fresh. He's six games into his career. Maybe he does end up developing into a thing. But the Ravens haven't had a thing, a guy that is feared on the edge for years and years and years.
More from Chuck Smith speaking yesterday to the media. You mentioned Mike Greenbone. Here's Chuck Smith on Mike Green.
I think the thing about Mike Green, one thing when you look at Mike, first thing, I'm proud of Mike. Mike's not like the normal rookie of a lot of the guys who came out in these first couple rounds. Mike's a starter. Mike's playing big boy ball. You know, he's playing first and 10. He's playing against, you know, teams, obviously the five teams we've played that are, I guess, playoff teams. So he's transitioning. So Michael played first two downs, then he's in on third down. And so on the run, I think Mike has really answered the bell. And a lot of people talked about Mike's inability, you know, to stop the run. Mike Green is a Raven. Mike Green is, you look at some of the film from this past weekend, Mike Green is putting hands on guys, you know, and it's a fight and he's learning. And when it comes to the rush, when you look at the big picture, man, it takes time a lot of times. You know what I mean? It's just like we talked about the things that have been our challenge. Mike's a part of that as far as from the standpoint it affects everyone. But I think Mike Green is going to continue to work hard. He gets after it. He takes coaching. And I think his time will come, you know, and the other guys will too. And we'll continue to keep working. He's working on his different techniques and understanding protections, all the things that goes into being a good rusher as well as a complete player. And right now, Mike, you know, right now he's doing really well on the run, and he's continued to work hard and develop as a pass rusher. And his days will come, his stats will come, and at the end of the year, you know, we'll be happy.
I think it's great to point out that he's playing so much, but I also think it's fair to point out why he's playing so much, and that is because the rest of the edge guys are completely ineffective. Yes. And Odafe Oweh stunk, so they traded him. They said, you know what, we'll give him to old friend Joey Ortiz, who was part of drafting him a few years back, get a third day draft pick for him.
I don't think you say stunk because he can play. Yeah, he's just not what you – he's not a pass rusher. You drafted him to be, but he can play. He's going to play almost NFL teams. He's got an NFL body.
But he can set the edge. He was a disappointment.
He needed a change of scenery. Yeah. He was never going to get paid here, and he was part of a terrible defense that was not going to put him in positions to succeed.
And he put on weight. We don't know why.
And they're going to get Mac back. And they've got a better defense. And no offense, they've got a better defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And so he gets a new lease on life.
Sure. But he was ineffective. They traded him. Ajabo's worthless.
Yes.
Van Noy got hurt. Like, they built this. It turned to a house of cards. And now Mike Green, who when the season started was going to be a third down specialist, is now playing first and second down.
Yeah, it's a bad scene all the way around.
And Tavius Robinson's hurt now, too.
Yeah, and even that, again, I mean, that's a try-hard guy.
Yeah,
with
we
an
like
interesting
him.
Body type. He's not a pass rusher.
No.
Chuck Smith still said he's the centerpiece yesterday, though.
You want to hear? Let's hear Chuck Smith on Tavius Robinson. Beltway Ben, that's cut 19. Let's hear that before we step out.
I mean, T-Rob was playing as good as anyone really in the league. You know, he's a hammer against the run. He was rushing the passer, you know, had, I think, two sacks, but he had an opportunity for a plethora of more sacks, you know, as well as the other guys.
You
know, had opportunities, and whether it's the balls out or, you know what I'm saying, or we lost contain or the pass rush wasn't balanced. You know, T-Rob is a part of that where he could have a lot more. But Tavius is just a great guy. He's tough. He is still a centerpiece for us when he gets back, and he will be for a long time.
I like T. Rob. He ain't playing as good as Nick Bonito. He ain't playing as good as Brian Burns. He ain't playing as good as Aiden Hutchinson. Like, I can go down and down and down the list.
We can take it down a whole. We can take it down many levels from there.
You've said it a million times. Like, Tavius Robinson is a good football player.
Yes.
He is a football player that any great team.
He's also a good part
of
a good team.
Exactly. Tavius Robinson is not the centerpiece of a defense.
Well, I can tell you this. Like, back in the day, Thanksgiving, you'd have all the big adults at a table, and then you'd have, like, a big centerpiece there, and then you'd have, like, a card table
that
you fold up, and, like, four plates wouldn't even fit on at the same time, but that's the kids' table?
Yes.
Like, come on. He might be the centerpiece there, let's stop this.
He is a good player that does a lot of dirty work for this defense, but,
centerpiece.
As well as anyone in football. Like, it's back to the hyperbole.
Ah, man, there's a lot going on over there. Coming up next here on the show, Northern Exposure. And we got a good one Thursday Night Football tomorrow. It's the Steelers heading to Cincinnati facing old friend Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll hear from Joe. Northern Exposure next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I just feel like I have like a lot to offer to a football team. I feel like I've put in a lot of work my whole life to get to this point in just terms of playing in the NFL in general. And I hopefully will have a long life when I'm done, but you only get a chance to play in the NFL once. And I feel like I've worked really hard, like I said, to be a guy that gets to play in the NFL.
and I don't want to take that for granted. I still feel like I can play the game at a high level. And I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror when I'm 50 years old and be able to say that, you know, I gave it everything I had.
That's Joseph Vincent Flacco, and he'll be 50 sooner than a lot of his teammates as he turns 41 in January. It's a matchup of 40-year-old quarterbacks tomorrow as he takes on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Joe Flacco, we talked about it earlier in the week, Jason. He, like, is it great? No, but he can make some throws that Downing just couldn't make. Browning.
Yeah.
Downing, Browning.
Yeah, look, we all hope Joe lives a long time. He got a little bit of a new lease on life. The Bengals afford him some interesting things to play with. Now, I also don't love him in the trenches. And Pittsburgh's been getting after it, turning people over and sacking the quarterback quite a bit. And we saw, frankly, how helpless he looked against the Ravens, like feckless pass rush. So
yeah.
What's he going to look like against Watt and company? So I do worry about that a little bit. They've got to get some semblance of a run game going just to keep things honest here. Like, you can't have him dropping back 50 times like he was doing in Cleveland, but they had Dylan Gabriel drop back 52 times in London. So, well, I mean, maybe some of that is just Stefanski. Jamar Chase, I think, feels pretty good about this quarterback change, and I expect them to try to keep him feeling engaged in the season that is spiraling horribly away. Mike Tomlin certainly seems to think
Flacco
gives the Bengals way more of a fighting chance than Mr. Browning did.
But we also know that Joe is prone to giving the football to the other team. And Steelers defense, they give up yards, they buckle down in the red zone, and they also are able to get takeaways. They're top three in the NFL in getting takeaways. And if Joe Flacco turns the ball over multiple times, Cincinnati doesn't have a shot at winning this football game.
Let's hear more from Joe. And you mentioned Jamar Chase. He talks about going to Jamar Chase and some of the off-script stuff.
I don't think he's out there freestyling, at least not with me right now, you know. And listen, I mean, ultimately, if he came to me and said, hey, I know the play's this, but I'm going to do this, I'd say, okay, I guess, yeah, that's what you're going to do. Okay, sounds good to me. I would lean on him to feel it out. I don't necessarily see that happening, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, if he was to come to me and do that, I'd just say, yes, sir. That's what we'll do.
Yes, sir, Jamar. Who's like 15 years my junior, but it is more Jamar Chase's team than it is Joe Flacco's team. But Joe is the quarterback. But you know what? It seemed like the one touchdown I threw to Chase, it was just like, okay, I'm throwing it at you.
Yeah,
and you figure out how to catch it. Yeah.
And look, he's willing to do that with his playmakers. I mean, he did that with Amari Cooper and Njoku and those guys in Cleveland when he was able to drop and have 5 and 7 step drops, more of the 7 step drops, and air it out. I mean, it could still be a quasi-viable offense, I think. Can they get the run game going
at all? What's up with Chase Brown?
Do they have the offense to get the offensive line to get it going at all on the ground? I'm not sure that Pittsburgh is going to be the opponent that they do that against. He hasn't been there that long. He's already playing a short week. You know, you could think and say, well, he's played Pittsburgh a lot in his career.
Yeah.
He's played them one time since 2016. He hasn't played them recently.
Really?
So, yeah.
He's got to go back.
I'm running
in the
numbers
banks.
Like, oh, I wonder what he's played them. He played them in the Colts game. He's played them one time since 2016, and it was the game where Richardson got knocked out of it.
Well, probably 2018, right? That was his last year in Baltimore.
I think he's played them. I mean.
Well, yeah, he got hurt that year. He had to, unless they played him twice late.
I think his last game was against the Steelers. That was the game he got hurt. But either way, he's played him
one time since 2016.
So that was probably the Ravens.
And that maybe one time as a starter, twice total. The most recent time was with the Colts when Richardson got knocked out of a game. Flacco came in.
Yeah.
And they beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fields ran for 2 touchdowns, but they still beat Pittsburgh.
What's happened? Like, the offensive line stunk a year ago. Why is Chase Brown having no joy in the run game?
Joe Burrow is no longer a quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, and nobody really respected Browning in the deep ball. And Browning's decision-making was off. And I just, it's not a good offensive line. A great quarterback can eliminate some of that. And I just, I don't think they have an interior of the offensive line whatsoever. They went around giving all everybody their money who catches the ball and eventually the pass rusher. But they didn't do anything to add to the interior of their offensive line or defensive line, and they're paying pretty dearly for it.
Coming up next, Ravens are on the bye, but it's a perfect time for this specific six-pack. It's the six-pack of things that the Ravens should be doing between now and the trade deadline. We'll give you our list next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're on the Fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to GoodFeet.com for more details. The six-pack of six things the Ravens should do between now and the trade deadline. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it's obvious at this point. Cut Jaire Alexander. Like, he's the coach Jason mentioned earlier did a good job of outlining. Coach don't want to play him. He's not good. You didn't give him a lot of money. It's a waste. It didn't work.
Still money you could have given somebody else to actually help your football team. Yes. If you weren't going to spend much on the outside, I would say the money you wasted on him is even more imperative.
Yeah, you cut him. It's over.
The black wing is built.
Yes.
Oh, the PSLs are in.
Yes.
I say you let Sashi really earn that paycheck.
Sashi out of the gate.
Sashi call plays on defense and come let on. Sashi run point on the trade deadline. Let's Sashi it up. Come on.
Sashi it up.
He can wear all those hats. Yeah, he's been a GM before. Yeah. Sashi quietly calling plays game day. Sashi running the trade deadline. Let's go full Sashi.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Number five.
My five is be careful with Lamar. Be very careful with Lamar. You faced You're facing daunting odds to make the playoffs, and there's going to be that sort of inclination to go all out, to win all these games, to try to salvage your season, you know, to have your billionaire overlord not worried about all the empty seats way before Halloween, let alone Thanksgiving. But be careful with him. You haven't called a lot of design runs for him. I wouldn't. This ain't your year. The football gods have told you it ain't your year. And the last thing you need is him going into another contract negotiation, beat up, off-season compromised, God forbid, surgery. And I get it. It's football and guys get hurt. But play the long game with Lamar. I implore you.
My five is, you got to bench Andrew Voorhees and Daniel Falele. Give me Ben Cleveland, give me Corey Bullock, give me Kenyon Green. I'll eventually, and this is between now and the deadline, which is November 4th, eventually maybe we see Emory Jones. But they can't be, all those other guys can't be worse than what we're seeing from the guards right now.
Number four.
We talked about it earlier, trademark Andrews. You're not going to get probably what you got. We're going to get this offseason, which you didn't think was enough, but you probably should have traded him then. It has not been. The returns are diminishing. He has been a double agent at times this season. Just give the runway to Likely and Kohler.
I know that they like to rest on their laurels there and whisper how great they are and tell you they don't need to do much to improve their football team. And they don't really work people out like I think a lot of front offices do. And you don't see people coming in here on Tuesdays, having people fight for their jobs, seeing what's out there. You better start working the waiver wire. You're in better waiver position than you've been in forever. And if you still think your roster is all that, you're bigger fools than I think you are. You better start churning the back end of that roster and start finding people who maybe could stick around here more than just a game or two. Like, you better work it. I don't want to hear about dudes don't want to come here because you're not willing to pay this or that or provide them an opportunity to play. No, no, no. Anybody under the age of 30 who you could get in this building who might be better than what you have, and what you have sucks in most critical areas, I better see a procession in here every Tuesday.
It's daring you.
I can't side with a list that has Sashi taking over as not only GM but calling plays. Yeah. That's, come on.
It's a six-pack of things the Ravens need to do before the trade deadline on November 4th. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
And while you're seeing what's better on the outside than what you have, you better fully lean into what is here on the fringes. That includes the depth offensive lineman who should be getting a shot at guard. That includes finding out about Keaton Mitchell. That includes when he's healthy, I want to see Welker not just on third and forever running routes to the end zone. Like, I want to see him in your offense. Tampa, he's your next great corner discovery. I better see a whole lot of him down the stretch. All these people, Kohler in a bigger role because you get rid of Andrews. I'll get to that in a minute. Like, you better fully lean into your fringes and determine who belongs and who doesn't.
Is this my two?
This is your three.
My three. Trade Rashad Bateman. He's going to give you your most significant return. You got to talk to the Giants. They're desperate for wide receivers. They think they're contenders. Get a three for Bateman. Trade Bateman and a six for a two, for all I care. They're desperate. But that's the guy that's going to get you your biggest return. And it allows you to do what Jason was saying. Let's see more of Devontae Walker.
Number two.
Two is cut Cooper Rush. It's over. I found it very interesting what happened the last Sunday and then Monday with Harbs doubling down on the fact that it was the plan for both those guys to play, and Cooper Rush on Sunday saying he had no idea about getting benched. He doesn't fit in the offense. We all liked the idea at the time. It's Tyler Huntley's the backup again. They were back to the future, but cut Cooper Rush.
The silent coup still needs to happen. Let's be real. This season is not going to be successful enough to the point where you're going to be able to prop Zach Orr up for season number three. So if you don't want to fire him on the spot, that's great. But what you might really need to find out is who your next defensive coordinator is. And maybe you can get Pagano to stick around here for more than 1 year. Pease stuck around for more than 1 year, albeit in a different role. But this guy's not as old as Dean Pease. Like,
That needs to happen. You need to find out how much ore maybe was holding you back. You need to find out what someone with calluses and impulses and instincts that have been built up over decades, calling plays at college and the pro level, what that could bring additively to your entire defense. Because guess what? You're not going to have all the playmakers you need on defense next year because you got holes everywhere. So how much can a great coordinator overcome? Like, you need to be able to sell to your fan base and probably your owner and everybody else that, hey, we have upgraded over Zach Orr whenever you inevitably have to make that decision.
Number one.
I mean, one is you better be actively trying to trade every and anything that can't help you next year. Jair, eat money to move him for anything. Cooper Rush, Andrews, Kyle Van Noy, like Ronnie Stanley, if he could pass somebody else's physical. Like anything that's not going to be here next year, Bateman, because he's just worn out his welcome. They need to be the most active sellers in the NFL ahead of the deadline.
My one's your two. Don't buy the cheese of what you saw Sunday because that game could have went side. The Rams were playing with their food. They should have had a touchdown on their first drive on two consecutive plays. Adams dropped one. They overthrew the other one. The kicker missed the field goal. Zach Orr, you got to either fire or reassign him. He ain't the defensive coordinator moving forward.
You might have had a chance if you didn't have Sashi.
That's
at six
a big
there.
W for the ginger gorilla. Oh,
it's bold. I mean, yeah. You guys got it. You're not willing to think outside the box the way I am.
I mean,
I just remember.
It's farcical.
You're laughing now. When this happens after the bye and it saves the season, who's going to have the last laugh? It's going to be like me saying a defensive back will lead them in sacks, and you guys laugh and you chuckle.
No, we said Marlon Humphrey won't lead them in sacks.
Marlon Humphrey, who has six sacks in 9 years, by the way. Six sacks.
We said Marlon Humphrey won't lead them in sacks.
Okay, he's two off the lead right now. And we're a third of the way through.
He is.
And he's been hurt a bunch.
He's tied with about 30 guys with zero. Yes, he's two off the lead with zero because the team can't rush the passer.
And if he gets the two sacks, that's a third of his career total.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What do you think of our list? What would you do? What do you think the Ravens need to do? What is it imperative for the Ravens to do between now and November 4th, which is the deadline? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. 410-583-1057, your thoughts on the Ravens and all the moves and decisions they have to make before the trade deadline on November 4th.
Did I get hosed in that six-pack? Did Sashi get hosed in that six-pack?
That's a very good question. Question for the ages. Jason, I do want to ask you, you mentioned about trading anything that's not nailed down. And you also mentioned, let's see what you have in Keaton Mitchell. Well, it's interesting. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN is reporting that Keaton Mitchell could get traded before the deadline.
I mean, Justice Hill's another guy who, like, the problem is they don't have any backs who can pass protect, and you still got to get through a season, and you've got, you know, the best quarterback on the planet when you give him any sort of infrastructure whatsoever. But I think Justice Hill would have value. Yeah, I mean, look, if they think the issues in pass protection and everything else are deal breakers, after all that kid went through to try to put himself in position to play football for somebody, and you don't think he's good enough for your special teams, even though your special teams still mostly suck, then that's fine. You're allowed to make those determinations.
That's all he does is special
teams. I don't
think
you're getting much for him.
Yeah.
No.
They've made it clear they don't think he's good enough to be on the field.
And he's obviously not making any money, so you'd be creating an opportunity for, I guess, Ali.
But like him and Ali are the ones returning kicks right now.
I'm talking about in the offense.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he'd be the third running back, Ali.
I mean, look, I didn't mention him in this thing. I would trade Derrick Henry.
Yeah?
I would absolutely. They lose this game to Chicago. I would absolutely trade Derrick Henry. Now, whether the fact that you extended him would make him more or less appealing to people, I guess I have to go back and relook at that contract. But, like, that's a guy who, I mean, somebody would feel like, I can't exactly tell you who, like off the top of my head, I can't. Okay, like Denver. I mean, and I know he just went and, you know,
Dobbins
he took the kid RJ Harvey.
Dobbins
isn't Derrick Henry. No. I mean, if he's looking for a battering ram.
And who knows how long he's going to be healthy.
But like the Chiefs have three guys, and I don't know if he fits them, and they want their backs to be able to catch the ball on any down, and they seem to like the kid they just drafted. Like,
I question, though, I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, but I question...
The Chargers, Hampton's hurt. They love doing business, Harbaugh.
Kamari Vidal had a nice game Sunday.
I question if Eric DaCosta...
Ben was on that at one of them.
If Eric DaCosta and this organization would go to the lengths of essentially waving the white flag.
If you're 1-6...
Dude, I'm with you.
You've waved the white flag. When the weather turns, nobody's coming to your games. No one's going to want to talk about them really on here. We're going to put polls out about them and people aren't going to respond because they're going to have been the football version of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, but they'll have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson next year to play for them as they are contending.
And he's going
to
be how old?
It's fine. He's been old for we've been running that back for a while. Like he's old. He still had 120 yards Sunday.
Looking more as a whole, and we obviously ask you this every single year, but Schefter the other like thinks that this is going to be the craziest deadline, and there's going to be several moves leading up to the deadline. And we saw it last week with the Ravens with OA, and not saying that's far from a blockbuster or anything, but that's
we saw two corners traded who play every snap for their – now, they haven't done it real well. They're not necessarily living up to the billing end or the contract, but like – that was not an insignificant trade.
It was not insignificant. We're 3 weeks from yesterday away from the trade deadline. Are you hearing similar things? Like you expect multiple trades each week in the lead up?
Absolutely. And I expect more coaches to be fired, which is you're inherently punting on your season, which means some of those owners who've been maybe reticent to just go ahead and get into full scale save money mode will get into that. And I think they'll get into it much closer to now than, say, November the 4th. So, yes, I believe the trend will continue.
I do want to touch on something. We both had it high in our six-pack. I had it 1, you had it 2, and that's the Zach Orr of it all. And the more I look back at that game, and like I really do think you can't be distracted by the final score. Like the Rams were big culprits in what happened on Sunday, and they blew touchdown opportunities on the first drive, and then the kicker missed a kick. Like that game could have gone sideways as well. I don't know that Zach Orr should be doing curtain calls.
Madubuike might never play again. They don't have edge rushers. Jones is a free agent. Roquan's not worth his salary. Like, you're as much as you've invested all this stuff in your back end, you're probably going to need at least a couple of corners. So that's going to be a lot to overcome to get to being a decent defense. Are you really going to be able to sell Zach Orr with that? Like, take me out of it, take the fans out. Like, are you going to be able to sell that to Bisciotti?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think you probably can. So rather than have to go out and look for a whole new defensive staff, because I think if you bring somebody in from the outside, they're probably going to want to swap out a whole bunch of coaches.
For sure.
If you could salvage it with Pagano, have Pagano feel good about it, and then run it back with Pagano and many of these same coaches, I think that makes your offseason a lot easier. It puts you ahead of the curve rather than having to compete with other people for defensive coaches. Like, I think they're... be some sense in that. I don't think you're going to be able to have this miraculous turnaround to the point where now everybody's like, yeah, they were right about Zach Orr all along. Now, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, it had to happen this year. After last year and the stabilization, he had to take a leap this year. The fact that this thing, even before the injuries, was so bad, like, it ain't happening here.
No.
It can't. Coming up next, Cynthia Freeland. She has been a longtime defender of the way the Ravens do business. We'll ask her, is this thing broken? Can they still make a run? We'll talk to Cynthia from NFL Network next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.